6. Had you heard of the concentration camps at this time? Had you heard anything about the Germans and concentration camps? Had that come to you?
Yes, that's what we were guarding, really, yes.
How did it make you feel towards the Germans?
Well, we had to try and be friendly with them as well as we could.
Did you get involved in searching for SS troops?
No.
You were just merely in the guarding?
Yes, yes.
At what point did they start to, you know, let them go back into their civilian life again? Did that start?
That was after I...
After you'd gone?
After I'd gone, yes.
So
they were so hungry one time, I've seen them dive into swill bins to eat whatever they could pick out. Yes, they were so hungry. Yeah.
What happened to you after this?
Oh well, I joined another regiment after that. When the groups above 27, I think, went to Palestine, and I joined the Mountain Division, the Lowland Division, Lowland Regiment.
Scots Regiment, was it?
Scots, yes.
What were you doing there?
Oh, just still the same, just looking after the, as well as we could.
The gas of Germans?
Yes. Yeah.
And your role was still one of driving trucks?
Yes.
How did you get on with the Lowland people, the Scots?
Oh, all right, yes. Yes, a good regiment, yes.
Do you remember the number of it?
I think it's there. I think it's...
How long were you with them?
Until Demob in December.
Oh, what, 1945, is it?
Yes. Probably three months, I think. Well,
how did they take you from Germany to England for Demob?
Transported to Calais, and then shipped across to Harwich.
And where did you go then?
York.
Straight up to York?
Almost, yes.
Did you have a medical before you came out?
Yes, I think, yes. Yep.
That would prove that you're A1, isn't
it? It's still A1, yes. That's right, yeah.
What's the process of demob?
Into Stretton Barracks, settling in York, yes, and fit out with your clothing, shoes, suit, hat, and you appeared then, and that's about it, I think.
Was there a choice of clothing?
Yes.
You went along and chose what you wanted.
There were two to choose from, I believe. Yes, I had a grey suit, a dark grey suit with stripes.
And did you get a gratuity for your service?
Yes.
How much was that?
How much would you think? No. Right, you. 75 months at 10 shillings per month. £37, 10 shillings. Post-war credits due from the 1st of the 1st, 42, to the 6th of the 3rd, 46. £38.03. A total of £75.13.
Now, after Zimbabwe, you came home, presumably.
Yes, that's right.
Looking back over your army career, what were the best moments? Which part did you enjoy the most?
Oh. I can't say that I disliked any of it. We were there and we had to stay and that was it. So we had to make the best of it. I can almost say that I enjoyed it.
And what happened then? Did you keep contact with the army?
Yes. In 1952, I joined the reserve unit at Towyn in North Wales, 325 Light Attack Regiment, RA. The 20th of July 1952 until August the 3rd 1952 at Morpher Camp in Towyn, North Wales.
That would be the Z Reserve, wouldn't it, when Korea broke out?
That's right, yes.
Did you think you were going to be hauled in again for...
Thought it may be, yes.
And have you retained contact since then? Have you been in...
No. That was the rate of pay.